What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode on the For the Dreamers podcast, where we talk about everything peace, love, and positivity. This is your host, Serenity, aka Brad Ren. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. I'm so glad that you guys are here today with me in this moment. And I also just want to say happy Aquarius season to all my Aquariuses out there. I personally am an Aquarius, so you could imagine how excited I am. My birthday's actually this weekend on Saturday. Super, super excited. Turning 26, which kind of makes me a little bit nervous because I'm getting close to 30, but hey, I am just really grateful for this year so far. The universe has been showing up in ways that I really just couldn't even explain. It's like I'm in a continuous state of awe with everything that I'm receiving from the universe. But enough about me. How are you guys doing? How's everybody feeling? How's the energy? How is life playing out for you? I'm genuinely interested, so make sure you go ahead and comment below. I love reading your guys' comments, and you know, some of the comments that I'm really, really interested in, I always pin them onto our comment section of every episode. So again, leave a comment. I'm really interested. I really care about you guys. Whether I know you or not, I'm entirely grateful for your existence and for you to be in this space with me, supporting me while I support you, and hopefully making some type of influence or change in your life. Now, today is the full moon in Leo, which is the first full moon of the year. Really, really intense energy coming in, you know, in this full moon. So before we get started, there's some questions that I want you guys to ask yourself on a daily basis from this point on, or maybe you take a moment right now, grab a journal, grab a pen, write these questions down, because these are some things that I ask myself on a daily basis and have helped me curate a different way that I walk through my life on a daily basis, and has really just adjusted my focus in ways that are serving me, right? So right now, go ahead and grab a pen, a paper. If you have your phone, take a note down, whatever it may be. But I promise you, you want to keep these questions around with you, because they're really going to target your subconscious and help you, you know, just live to your full potential, right? So the first question that I want you to ask yourself, right, is, are you aiming for perfection or are you aiming for progress? Because a lot of the times we can get so caught up in aiming for perfection that we hold ourselves back of thinking that we might fail, which is what we're going to be talking about today, is overcoming that fear in failure, right? But back to the point is that we are so stuck in aiming for perfection, right? That if we don't see perfection, we hide ourselves away from reaching our goals, from trying new things. But the real beauty in the journey is the progress that you make in venturing into new things. You're not always going to be perfect, and that's just the reality. So again, are you aiming for perfection or are you aiming for progress? Now, number two, this is one that has been heavy, heavy, heavy on me all week, repeat in my mind. So maybe some of you need to hear this. So really take this one down, right? And it is this: love is free and hate is taxing for the soul. So what price do you choose to pay today? And I'm not even gonna elaborate on that one, because however you take it is however you take it. So the third question: will you allow your fear to win today? Ask yourself that on a daily basis. As soon as you wake up, when you grab that journal, when you have those moments of reflection, are you allowing your fear to win today? Fourth one: do you choose to build yourself up or break yourself down? Now, this one is a mirror work question for me. So when I go to the bathroom in the morning, I ask myself, Am I going to build myself up or am I going to break myself down? Am I going to look in that mirror and say, oh, you know, my skin doesn't look right, my body doesn't look right? Or am I going to build myself up and say, no, I'm beautiful. I'm going to get ready today. I'm going to put my best face forward and I'm going to lead in confidence. And the fifth question, what advice would your older self give to you today if you were face to face? Again, what advice would your older self give to you today if you were face to face? And that's going to be another question that I don't even elaborate on, because that's really going to trigger your subconscious and give you that advice that you need for yourself. And that higher power energy will tune into that question. Sixth question. Are you making decisions today that will heal your inner child tomorrow? Are you making choices today that will heal your inner child tomorrow? And the last question. Are the decisions that I make today a reflection of how much I love myself? Are the decisions that I make today a reflection of how much I love myself? Now, if you need to pause the podcast, really sit in those questions and dig deep. And, you know, maybe even tune into that shadow part of you to bring some of those things to light. Because, again, these questions are going to trigger your subconscious and you might need just a moment to really think about them. So if you need to take that moment for yourself, pause the podcast and come back to it, completely understand. Now, I want you guys to go ahead and whatever question you found most valuable to yourself, also leave that in the comment section and let me know what came up when you answered those questions for yourself. Okay. All right. Now, before we actually get into the episode, I want us to go ahead and set our intention and take this moment for ourselves and tune in and release any fears that you have right now. Take a deep breath. And exhale. Couple more inhales and exhales. And just one more. And as you inhale, I want you to inhale confidence. Bring your shoulders back. Straighten your spine, lift your head up. And as you exhale, I want you to think of all the fears leaving your body. All right, now that we have set our intention here, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So in today's episode, this was actually this one was actually inspired by my lash tech, Cora. If you know who you are, I literally love you. I went to my appointment and, you know, usually when you get your lashes done, the girls know, you just take a lash nap. Usually that's what I do. If I can get a nap in anywhere, I would take a nap standing if I could, right? But we actually really went into a deep conversation and it was... I on my way home, I was thinking about it and I was like, okay, this is something that I actually want to talk about, right? Now, again, she's a lash tech, very, very successful in her business. And, you know, we were just talking about success and failure and a lot of the fears wrapped behind that, right? And this has also been a huge theme in my life this past month, right? I feel like I've gotten to a point to where I have released all my fears of failing. They might come up here and there, but I no longer allow them to hold myself back. I allow myself to step into the uncomfortability of understanding that, hey, I might fail in this situation, but failure doesn't mean that you are failing. Failure is a sign of success. The only way that you can let fear and failure win is if every time that you fall from that failure, you don't let yourself get back up. Because you more than likely, 9 times out of 10, are going to fail more times that you will succeed. But the whole point in that is that the universe is giving you the opportunities to see the ways that you may need to alter your vision in order to get to that point of success, where you might need to alter what you think your passions or your purposes are to realign with where you're truly supposed to be connected. And what reality is going to serve you, right? And I say this all the time, you may have a vision for yourself, but the universe is sitting behind you saying, okay, go ahead, have that vision, but I'm gonna really show you how good it's gonna get, right? If I would have taken my failures from this podcast, from my content creating that I'm getting into now, if I would have continuously allowed my fear of failure or just my failure in general to allow me to quit, I wouldn't be here now, right? If I quit when I was 20, I wouldn't be about to be 26, reaching this point in my life to where I'm achieving things. Things are flowing into me. I'm receiving from the universe because I'm giving back for my purpose. And maybe this is me just being delusional, but I know that my passions and my purposes are gonna break me out from being societally constricted to working a 9-to-5, to having somebody else pay me. I know this is going to be my living. And I've known this since I was younger. And that's why I never stopped. There have been moments where I have allowed myself to say, okay, I'm not getting the instant gratification, so I wanna stop this. I'm not getting the amount of listeners, the amount of viewers. I don't have enough people connecting to me that I wanna quit. Right? That instant gratification is such a crutch on our life that we don't allow ourselves to make those incremental small movements towards our goals that you are not going to get satisfaction from. The only satisfaction that comes from that is knowing that you have done it for yourself, that the things that you promise to yourself that you are going to get done, you are actually doing. And what does that do? That builds not only confidence, but trust in yourself. Right? Because if you're dating someone and they say, hey, I'm going to show up at your house at this time, I'm going to make you dinner, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, right? And they're actually sticking to all those things that they're saying they're going to do. What happens? You build confidence in them. You build trust in them because they're sticking to their word. They're showing up how they say they're going to. It's the same exact thing for you. Now, if you allow your fear of failure to win and not show up for yourself, you're hindering yourself by not allowing yourself to build that confidence, to build that trust. When you quit on yourself too soon, that's when you fail. That's the true measure of failure. The fears you have of failure are not the reality of what can really come out of what you want to achieve, right? If I would have allowed, I'm going to get a little bit personal here. I don't think I've ever really shared, you know, any background of where I come from or how I used to be, right? Because I have a lot of people ask me like, oh, how do you always stay so positive? How do you always stay so motivated? This, and that. And honestly, my genuine answer, my genuine answer to that question, I stay so positive and motivated because I know where I took myself out of. I know I didn't allow myself to fail in those times. Now, I used to be, and this might be triggering for some people to hear, but I struggled with depression for about 6 years. It was a hole that was so hard for me to come out of. I never thought that I was gonna be able to get to the point that I am now. And I'm talking depression where there was a 3-month time where I never left my house. I never seen light. I always had the windows dark. I had my room dark. I had blackout curtains. I didn't see the sunlight for 3 months. It was painful to shower. It was painful to get up in the morning and change my clothes. I struggled with addiction because of this really hardcore addiction that was so hard for me to get out of. I struggled with sexual abuse. I struggled from a toxic relationship, all this happening all at once for 6 years of my life. 6 years from 15 to 21. I struggled with all these things, right? So had I allowed myself to quit within those 6 years, I wouldn't have had these last 4 years of continuous success and continuous growth and falling back in love with myself and saying, hey, Serenity, you've been there. You've put yourself in that position to where you didn't want your life. You didn't see the purpose of why you were put on this planet. You were in that dark place, that dark abyss that you felt you couldn't get out of. But I've made a complete transformation in my life because I was so broken down. God, the universe broke me down so that I could have this breakthrough. And that's another point I want to make. That breakdown that you're having in life right now, that you had a couple years ago, that you might have in the future, that's the universe trying to build you back up. What that's dependent on is your choice of how you're going to proceed. Are you going to allow the world to break you? Are you going to allow the external stresses of life of, you know, maybe you lose your job, you lose a fan, and I, you know what, I'm not even going to go there because I don't manifest this. I cancel clear on that. But maybe you go through a point of life to where you have loss, right? And you feel completely broken down. There's no way out. You feel like you're sinking. It's your choice whether you allow yourself to shift your perspective and say, why is this happening to me? To now thinking, I just lost my train of thought. To now thinking, what is this doing for me? How is this serving for me, right? Because the universe, say this every day. I say this every day and almost on every podcast. The universe is never working against you. It is always working for you. But the difference in that reality is the perspective that you choose to tune into. What radio station do you choose to tune into? Do you choose to say, oh, why is this happening to me? And this and that. And I'm so tired of this. I've been struggling my whole life and this and that. Or are you going to say, okay, universe, you're washing my life clean. You've taken all these things from me so that I can begin on a clean slate. And what that also in turn does for you is you've reached that point of seeing quote unquote failure, right? So that's where that second choice comes from. Are you going to allow that pattern or that habit or that trauma of failing allow you to continue to have a fear of failure as you go through your life? Or are you going to allow that to motivate you and say, hey, I don't have fear of this anymore because I've already been there. This is my time to step into my power. This is my time to achieve everything that I want because I know it's possible because I got myself out of that dark place. There was no one around me to help me. I did that myself. I pushed through all those obstacles by myself with the universe fully supporting me. And another thing that I want to say when you're stepping out of fear of your failures is give yourself compassion. Right? Give yourself compassion. A lot of the times, those fears that you have built up in your life can be constructed from your childhood, from things that your family told you, from things that your parents told you. Maybe people, you know, I dealt with this a lot in my life. Growing up, I got bullied a lot. And I really send love to all those people, you know, that put me in that position because I'm actually grateful that I was put in that position because I stand up for people that are being bullied. Now I stand up for myself because I won't allow myself to get there. So it's transformed me in a way that, you know, I couldn't explain. Now, what I want to say about this is that when you are breaking out of those fears of failure, right? And to recap, like I said, a lot of those failures or that fear in failure can come from the things that you've been told growing up, from family, from parents, whatever it may be. A lot of people would tell me, you know, when I started this podcast, the friends that I had around me at that time, I would show them and be like, hey, you know, I want to start this podcast. I'm really excited to do it. And I would show my episodes and they'd be like, dude, you're never going to make it. People are never going to listen to that. Why would you even do that? Like, you're not even that good at it anyways. Right? You're going to have a lot of people around you that don't want you to succeed. And the one thing that I realized last year, people want you to succeed as long as you're not doing better for them. They'll be happy for your success as long as you're not doing better than them. But that's out of your control. That's a reflection of their inner world, right? There's going to be people that are going to be in your ear telling you, you can't do that. You will never reach that goal. Oh, be more realistic. Oh, instead of doing that, go put more time into this, this, and that, right? But the thing is, you see the vision. You see the purpose. Not them. So why allow them to control the way that you operate as far as your success goes and your dreams go and your passion goes and your purpose goes? This is for you. This vision was delivered to only you by the universe, right? And this is another thing I was talking about with Cora, my lash tech. She was like, you know, a lot of people don't want to do things because they see other people doing it. So it's like, okay, well, why should they not do it? Now, I went on to explain to her, yeah, there's going to be a million people doing the same thing you're doing. You know how many people have a podcast now? Almost every one out of 10 people have a podcast now, right? But the difference is that there is so much abundance to go around in the world that their abundance is not going to take away from yours. Their success is not going to take away from yours. What they have is not going to take away from yours. And you really have to get to a point of realizing how much abundance there is in the world that you can also be successful doing the same thing. Because your journey, your race, your run is different from everybody else. So stop looking around and look forward. Tune into yourself. Look in the mirror and say, what do I want for myself? There's going to be a million other people trying to do what you want to do, but they're not you. Your journey is different from everybody else's. So don't allow people to tell you that you're not going to be successful. Don't allow yourself to say, well, there's so many other people doing it and they are already successful, so I can't do that, right? The walks are completely different. We all have different journeys in life. We're all walking this. Now, look, imagine this, right? Imagine, because we're all just walking human existences, right? Imagine saying, okay, well, I can't walk because that other person's walking too. So that means that there's not enough for me to go around to be able to walk. Right? That just, it sounds silly. It makes no sense. We all walk, but you don't get mad because someone else is walking. You don't get jealous because someone else is walking. And I kind of want to tap onto that too, because again, this is a conversation I was having with her too, is you need to reconstruct the idea that you have of jealousy and envy in your mind, right? I think that jealousy and envy in our generation, in this time period, has received such a negative connotation that people are like, oh, you're just a hater. You're jealous and blah, 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 right? Jealousy and envy, when you look at the root of it, right? Obviously, it comes from your ego. But when you look at the root of it, jealousy and envy is derived from the fact that somebody else has something that you want. So you can either complain about it and say, oh, well, they have this and they're so stuck up, blah, blah, blah. No, or you can understand, okay, what's the work that they're putting in that I'm not putting in to get that thing that I want? Why do they have it and I don't? Instead of feeding in to the complaints, the haterism, instead of drinking your Gatorade and your haterade, ask yourself, why am I really jealous? Why am I really jealous? And you'll come to understand that 99% of the time, you're jealous or envious. I haven't said that word since I was in like middle school. That's hilarious. You are jealous or envious because you also want that too. So in what ways are you holding yourself back from receiving that? Instead of hating on that person, maybe reach out to them and say, hey, I see you've been successful in this, and this is a journey that I want to go on for myself. What are some tips that I can receive from you to get to that point? That's what we're all here for, to share the abundance with one another. And once you reach success, after you step out of your fear of failure, make sure you share it with the people around you. If there's a skill that you have acquired, that you've learned, share it with other people. There's so much abundance to go around that it's not going to take away from you. It is not going to take away from you. So there is no point to withhold anything from anybody else to reach their success. So take today and step out of your fear of failure. Put yourself out there. Make that content that you want. Make that video. Start that podcast. Start that YouTube channel. Start that new job. You know, do the things that you are telling yourself you're not capable to do, because 2024, I promise you, is your year to take those leaps of faith in yourself. As always, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. I hope this episode really shed some light on why you should stop holding yourself back and really step into the things that you want to do for yourself. And make sure you guys go ahead and turn on that subscribe button, that notification button, so you can get notified every time I release a new episode. And like I said, make sure you leave a comment down below. I love hearing what you guys have to say, and just the insight that you guys provide for me really helps me stay motivated and also, you know, one up my content and episodes every single time. So as always, I'm sending you all the love, all the power. Namaste. Have a great day.